here we go, guys. First off, topic.
Teddy's.
That's the first thing that came to your mind?
Yes.
It's the first thing that came to your mind.
Power.
So right, we got.
So if we break some titties, we get the power.
We get the power of the titties.
Whose titties are we raping?
Your titties.
Yours?
No, right, no, so yours.
Yours? Alright, so whoever yours is, be on the lookout because your titties are getting raped.
King Tony the Black's titties.
I'm so glad my name is Jolo tonight.
And that kid's
called a squirm.
So this is our wrestling podcast.
YOLO is making his return tonight.
We're on Route 76, passing Stewart.
God damn it.
Passing North Pole Ice.
Bruh, how is your police car more fucked up than, like, I don't understand.
Every time I ride with you, there's fucking cops galore.
You see what I mean?
When
you
I go
see
by myself? You, no, you motherfucker.
You see what you do?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
You see what you do?
You bring the cops.
No, I don't.
Shit, you not. Every single time. When I'm not riding with you, I drive straight up. I won't see one. I might see one.
We passed about six of them bitches.
First off, you just lie right there. You know you can't see shit.
I got new eyes.
Oh, alright.
LASIK, bitch.
PRK. Better than LASIK.
I can't even read what you just said. Would say that one more time.
Let's.
Oh, all right.
You know they put they got like billboards and shit now that tell millennials that they can't text 911.
What is that?
Yeah, like you gotta call 911.
Okay, you just text
them. That's what I'm not understanding.
You gotta fucking explain shit to them.
I
put my address saying where I'm at. I think that's like, more of a.
It's like OMG. OMG, someone's in my house.
Yo, for real.
I'm about to die.
I'm not R-O-F-L-O me.
That is legit. And then you gotta be quiet, so you need to send texts. You can't be on the phone.
They should have an emergency text. 911.
So you can't fucking, you can't hear, like, you don't want them hearing you. You start whispering and shit. Now the fucking operator can't hear you. They're like, what's your address? And they're like, 1-2-3-6. And then she's like, I can't hear you, speak louder. And like, no, bitch, I speak louder. They gonna come here and kill me.
You will die.
They gonna kill me.
How long does it take for them to find your address after you call them? Like, is it like a fucking one-minute thing? Or
it should be fucking instant at this point, bro.
It's damn near instant because okay, I can find somebody's address.
Yo, if fucking Facebook can do it, fucking 8 seconds.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It should be. So why do they need to ask you? Are they just trying to keep you calm?
I think so.
Or
I think
because
it is just a formality. Does that red bar mean we're almost out of time?
Probably.
No. I've literally been on this for a good 20 minutes and I have not done anything yet.
It loops it. Okay.
Oh, maybe that's one.
This is like, this is probably the worst podcast ever. There's no topic.
There is a topic. You guys got off the topic.
Titties and power?
Yeah.
Titty power.
Titty power!
Took that asshole. Look. Titty power.
You see, it always makes it better.
Tongue punch in a fart box. Titty power.
Fuck, I got nothing better than that.
That's your logo.
Damn. Tongue punch in a fart box.
Is that your logo? Do you see what I'm saying?
Somebody told me.
Why don't you see
words?
Then you can.
Somebody. Right. That is illegal as fuck. Good thing you're a cop enforcing the law.
Yo, for real.
Hey.
It's like, do you know why I pulled you over? No, officer. I don't know why. You made an illegal U-turn, cut through 3 lanes of traffic, exceeded the speed limit, and caused a reckless situation to stop me. Please, tell me why. Oh, because my tail light's out.
Thanks. Like, I didn't know that. Like, I'm not already on the way to the store to fix that.
Good thing I wasn't on my way to fucking Napa.
I do like Napa.
O'Reilly's.
Who's O'Reilly?
Advanced Auto Parts.
Yeah.
Luigi's.
Yeah.
That's that green guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Who's this?
Is
that his cousin or is
Mario?
Hey,
are they cousins or are they like
brothers? Mario and Luigi are brothers.
You're a liar.
You're a fucking
idiot. Where's the fucking DNA test?
Motherfucker, they got the mama and daddy. They're
like, how do you know?
Watch this movie?
How do you know?
Because it was in the movie.
What movie?
The Mario Brothers.
Who watches the Mario Brothers?
Everyone.
Everyone in 93.
Oh, well, I was born in 93.
What were the monsters called? Oompa Woompa, Chumba Wumba, Ooga Ooga, some shit. I know it's not Chumba Wumba.
It's Bowser.
Bowser was like the monster boss guy.
Yeah,
no, the big fucks with the little heads.
Oh, the fucking Koopas.
Koopas. That's what it was. Koopas.
Sounds like Sounds like a Taco Bell special.
It does. I'll take a Koopa. Extra cheese.
Let's go to fucking Taco Bell and order Koopas.
Let's do it. Why don't we have a Koopa?
We should go in and do some Stone Cold impersonations.
Oh, I want me a quesadilla.
Quesadilla. That was awful. That was just awful.
What?
Never ever again.
The quesadilla part? Okay.
Never ever think of doing a Stone Cold impersonation.
What?
Yes, never ever 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 again. A Stone Cold
impersonation. Oh, hell yeah!
Goddamn, there's some more cops!
It's all this guy's fault.
Yeah, it literally is.
This guy's fault.
Who, me?
No, whoever this guy is, I don't know.
It's the tan fellow. Really tan fellow.
I've never been tan a day in my life. I know he's not talking about me.
It's the dark fellow. The fellow whom at night you don't know he's there.
Oh, that's definitely me. Oh, fuck you. I got a mohawk. People can see me.
I know it. That one time we were going, I don't know where the hell we were going, but we were outside and you had an all black shirt on. I lost you. I was so mad.
I lost you.
I was so mad.
The bad thing about it is it's like not even, that's not a joke.
Yeah, that's not
a joke. Not even a joke.
That was something that
I disappear at night. I will not lie.
So how do I get on the team? Tony said I had to give him a relationship with Wildline, but I don't think that's accurate.
Oh shit, damn, I didn't even ask him. Oh fuck!
I feel like that's not really how that goes. I feel like he was trying to get one over.
Oh, but that's how he got on the team.
Oh, but that's probably not how, like, normal people get on the team.
No, I didn't get on a team like that at all.
That's not what I just heard.
No, all I did was get in. He was in a dark room, he automatically thought it was me, so I got on the team.
Like,
he was insinuating that it wasn't you.
That's what I'm seeing, right?
So who the fuck was it?
Somebody, apparently.
I
will tell you, it was
a fan-sized jar of mayonnaise.
Just know I owed somebody a favor.
That's why you got the fucking
belt. Bitch.
Oh, man.
I can't even say it. This is literally that exact same reason, and I don't have a belt right now.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
what?
Hey, somebody wanted that belt for you back.
Hey, I told him what to do. Apparently, he listened. I'll give you a hint. The next person I lose the belt to is the person who sucked your dick.
Probably.
All right, so anti-Shane is the new champ.
Sweet!
Good for you. You deserve it. You deserve it.
How would you address the situation if... Is this his girl's name now? Is that what we're calling her?
Anti-Shane?
Are we really calling her anti-Shane? Let's go with anti-Sadie.
Let's go with
anti-Sadie.
Sadie is like, she's that pale, super white goth chick, like the chick from the first Matrix movie. Yeah. I don't know why I said going
the
like
white
that.
Hair and shit.
Yeah. I don't know why I said movie like that. Movie.
I don't know.
But she's like, she's the Ossipitz.
I don't know what that is. But yeah.
I think the only thing people remember from the Matrix is
the footies.
Exactly. In the red and blue film.
Oh, yeah. That's a meme.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. That's a meme.
Memes.
I love these memes.
I didn't know what memes were until like a year ago. I'm not a...
I thought meme was an acronym for something at first.
What's an acronym?
But letters. Letters make a word, but the letters mean something individually.
Right, but, so my cousin didn't know that stood for anything.
That hole over there?
Right, yes. Yeah,
so I didn't know what that shit meant for the longest time. My brother had to tell me that.
I had no idea until the girl I'm currently fucking told me.
She was like, I don't want you to think that I'm a thot.
No, actually.
I didn't know what it was, but now that you told me, I kind of.
Yeah,
I was just going to call you you are at, but I mean, fuck, if that's
no, we got times now.
That's the vernacular you want to use.
I was trying to figure out why she kept calling me that, and then after I did, apparently. She's still, it's cool.
Oh, she called you a guy.
It's like, well,
and she didn't know that.
No, she definitely got made sure to fucking announce that she was that, but I just thought it was like just a bitch, so I didn't want to think about it. And then when I come to find out, oh, that's what it means. Okay, so yeah, you are. Oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
She said I'm the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's honest with herself.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
I hate the bitches that are like, no, I'm not. It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, of course you fucking are.
It's like, I literally know six dudes you fucked in the past week. What do you mean?
It's an accurate statement.
You know what the worst is? When they dress like fucking, when they dress like a dot. And dot sounds like such a childish clean word, because whore sounds so much more adultish.
Yeah,
and it's like, hey, why don't you suck my dick in the bathroom? And they're like, hey, I'm gonna fucking put a rape charge on you, Tony. And then you're like, whoa, just kidding. Just because I dress this way doesn't mean that's who I am. And it's like, you know what, bitch? How about this? I'm gonna start wearing a police uniform. And then you let your ass get raped in a fucking alley for dressing like a whore and ask me for help. And I'm gonna say, listen, lady. Just because I'm dressed this way doesn't mean it's who I am.
That is true. That is true.
Now that I've agreed, please explain how fuck what was it?
Story time.
Alright, so.
Non-penetrational rape.
Love it. I'm excited.
Woo! Freaking wonderful. Girl, because she's legal. 18, whatever.
I don't like that you had to start off with she's legal.
Because he's had issues with non-legal ones, as you see.
No, I haven't had any issues. Anyway. So,
that'd be an issue for you to start off with she's legal.
No, trust me, it was no issue.
And for the sake of the story, we will call her Butterpuff.
Oh, God. Butterpuff, about to get it. All right, well, continue.
But the bad thing is, like, by no means is this person attractive.
By no means.
But I will say this. When you're dry, it doesn't matter.
Paul Ice again.
Now that's your fault this time.
It is not my fault.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, shit.
It's your fault, actually. So basically, I was texting her and everything like that, and I was like, finally, it's on. So that week I came there, I was like, I was trying to separate from the group, got everything, everybody was on. She was so worried that people were going to see, and I was like, listen. Me and you are probably the furthest thing from anybody's mind ever in life. And so, trying to get her out, it was no. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm still going to try. I'm going to try it in the car. Perfect. Soon as I get in the car, I attempt to put my arm around you. You freak out like I've done the most horrible thing in the world to you.
Did you just go and straight arm around her? Or
like, no, it was like,
cliches are best.
It's a cliche because it works.
No, it's a lie. I can't believe in cliches. A cliche is a cliche. Either way.
I did it once and it worked.
Yep. Exactly. I did it twice and
it works.
It didn't work. Either way. So, tried to talk to her. No, she like pulled away like, oh my gosh, I'm the most horrible person in the world.
Oh yeah.
So, freaking, I'm trying to get help from these niggas up front. Like, hey,
oh, it's
not going.
Oh, this shit.
Oh,
I was there. I'm hitting the vehicle, stop me.
We're literally going
92 miles an hour.
It is faster than I drive on a daily basis, but whatever. Either way, so I'm in here telling these niggas, I'm like, listen, this bitch is about to call rape on me, and they're like, hey, shut up and handle your business back there. I'm like, oh my god, I'm about to go to jail. Hey, you keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. No, you're not doing your job good enough. I'm like, I'm about to go to jail. None of them, None of them got the hint. I was like, bitch, I'm about to be Bill Cosby in front of you niggas, and y'all didn't do anything about it. So, he goes out of the car.
He did do it.
First of all,
it does not matter. Secondly, nobody did anything. If somebody's unconscious.
Half of them were not unconscious.
I don't care.
For the fucking record, I was in the front seat. And once I realized that it was very awkward in the back seat, I was like, hey, fat girl.
No. You realized after she got out the car and I told you. Yeah. That's when you realized it was awkward.
I don't understand awkwardness, so you can blame me for that. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That is true.
I felt a bit of a vibe. It was very quiet in the backseat. Like, we were having a conversation.
Yeah.
We were chatting and chatting.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're ignoring y'all.
That's
exactly what's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
I kept my eyes front the entire time. I gave myself a headache from looking forward so long.
And
you didn't even get head or an eight. What the fuck?
Yo, for real.
I almost got something that rhymed with that. But either way, so...
Great.
Oh, great. Oh, it's right. Yeah, it's right.
So, Bass Lorgy gets out of the car and proceeds to text me. Her life is over because of me. Somebody saw her and she got kicked out of the dojo for what she did. Stop the story.
What'd she do?
What did she do? No, time out. I don't care what she did.
She sucked the dick. That's what she did.
And she had booze and drugs in her trailer. That's important.
And
in her trailer.
A fucking chair.
And the worst thing is that she said, I was like, oh, you live in a trailer. I know you got some booze and drugs in there.
That's true.
And she said, oh, yo. And fucking wobbled into her fucking double wide.
Literally sounded just like that. I won't even lie to you. Like,
she's rolled into her double wide. It sucked 4.5 inches, and we drove away. No drugs, no booze, no dick sucking from that.
That's waste. The worst.
It's a waste.
Damn.
Typically, fat girls are the good ones because they're fat. So they got to do extra stuff like have a car and a good personality, some head game. This trisexual millennial, 82 different gender having ass bitch.
She only has 23 genders, okay?
Don't defend her gender.
She only has 23.
Defend her.
I have to, bitch. I'm on fucking trial right now.
Not yet.
We gonna get to that rate. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, apparently it's my fault and she got kicked out of training because of me. Right. Of something I didn't do.
How do I get...
Well, moral of the story. Go ahead.
Moral of the story?
Always rape me. I'm not good.
I guess you shouldn't be fucking with them white hoes.
Hey, no. Always fuck the white hoes. White, Asian, Spanish, they're the best.
I'm getting so mixed up with the moral.
Spanish women are awesome.
They I don't know cook. Which moral to follow.
I don't care about drinking because I don't generally eat.
Okay. How do you maintain your physique? If you don't eat.
You see this thing? It's a blob.
I feel like the fattest skinny guy in the world. I've got...
That's accurate.
You are not the fat skinny.
I'm a fat skinny. I'm like fucking Baron Corbin.
You're such a skinny fat motherfucker.
It's fucked up, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm like 185 pounds. Like,
oh, that's what we're here for. We're doing a wrestling podcast. So, what do you guys think about the,
Nah, this is totally...
So, Big Cass got fired. You know why? Because he can't follow fucking directions. That's why. Can't follow directions, doesn't want to show up to rehearsals, wants to do his own thing, go into business for himself. Vince said, I want you to kick this midget one time in the face. And he said, you know what, Vince? Fuck you. I'm going to do what I want because I know better than you do.
Wait, listen, did he not kick a midget in the face?
He kicked the midget in the face and then proceeded to whoop his ass for another 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, well, then he did the right thing.
No.
Idiot fired.
Vince told him to kick him one time.
Oh, God.
Vince, and it wasn't like it came from Kevin Dunn or from one of the writers or fucking Jabron or a booker. It came from the boss himself. It came from the old man. I want you to boot him once.
So what you're saying is don't cross the boss.
Yeah, you would think he would have learned that at some point watching fucking wrestling. He saw what happened to Stone Cold.
I would like to know, if you had the opportunity, you indeed crossed the boss if you thought it was going to get you more over than what he was thinking.
No.
Situation. He goes out there and tells you, hey, I want you to do, I don't want you to do your Pele in this perfect spot in your mind that was absolutely perfect. You think it'd get the fans popping nuts, right?
I have a fuck ton of other moves.
Okay. So there's nothing that will make you cross him at all, ever.
Vince McMahon's been doing this long enough to know what's best.
The only thing he could literally, like,
I would turn down
if he said, punch my child in the face.
Like a shoot punch, maybe.
I was gonna say, like, I think you would really work punch the hell out of your child.
I'd work punch my kid. I've work punch children before.
I work punch my kids all the time.
I like to call it a work. I just punch them, but go ahead.
I mean, I would. Vince knows what he's doing. If he didn't, and honestly, people can say what the fuck they want. Oh, he's not in touch. He lives in a bubble.
Which is true.
You know what? You still watch it. So shut the fuck up. Because people watch it and they bitch about Roman Reigns, and they bitch about this one, and they bitch about that one, and they bitch. But you know what? They fucking tune in every week. They buy the fucking network. They buy the merch. You don't.
Sorry.
They can't see the facial. You don't.
I do have the app. I have the app.
I don't pay for it.
I tune in.
I don't buy any merch because I fucking barely afford my own merch.
Okay.
Fucking. I don't. I tune in if I can, or if it's already on at my house.
I tune in on pay-per-views. I won't lie.
I tune in. I literally. Hulu. I'll catch it on Hulu.
Why you slow down?
Oh my god!
Fucking pussy.
He's not talking to me.
You got cut off by a fucking Ferrari.
Corvette, Ferrari, Maserati, Porsche.
One of those fucking, I'm a rich white guy with small dick cars.
You know, you are a racist motherfucker. I've never known.
You have so much animosity against white people.
Tell me why. Go.
Flat pack. This fucking crack ass crack is trying to hold a brother down. Trying to keep the man down. Y'all heard it?
Yep. I high five another.
You damn right.
He's absolutely correct.
I don't know what side we're on right now. Sounds like a Mexican dish. Maybe we send her to Mexico. That's Mexican.
That's a politician.
Yeah, I got a white pack.
You know, white people aren't as bad as black people perceive them to be.
I mean, I'm sure black people aren't as bad as white people.
Stop. Don't lie.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
I think we all black people are just as equally fucking weird.
No.
They're not really bad, they're just weird and different.
I think black people are pretty great. You know, we kill people. Everybody kills everybody, you know. We usually kill people in our, you know.
Do a nice routine. Like, not attached to your business. Oh, God.
I'll show you why I'm not getting up.
There it is.
First of all,
hotness. That is some slick shit, son.
We're talking about the knife.
Yeah, there's a nice little doohickey here. This is one of those, oh no, please don't rob me! Slice, slice, slice.
Stab it. They call me Captain Stabbins.
I feel that somebody's gonna accidentally get stabbed tonight. Not so accidentally.
It's the porn site with the captain's hat. It's got a peg leg, but it's a sword attached.
Captain Stabbins.
Penis is made of a peg leg. That's a C-A-P-P apostrophe N space S-T-A-B-B-I-N.
Is that it?
He got it. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Can you not kill us?
Like, I'm almost dead. I was Well, just because
you don't know who this person is.
In construction, it would be called a cut hair.
You know how you joke around with your friends and say, hey, you're going to kill us. Don't say that to him. We're actually going to die if you tell him to kill us. I've died several times in the car with him.
I've been dead for years on the inside.
Nobody cares about your insides.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I mean, I
you said that you cared about my insides last week.
Well, you cared about being in your insides.
Yeah, was I going to fuck your insides?
No.
That'll make me start lying.
Busting them guts. Yo, I heard Dr. Dre's gay and he likes it in the ass.
Doesn't every rich person does?
I also heard that he was in a private meeting with Tupac. That's what I call Tupac. And he was like, you know what, Dre? You mark ass bitch, faggot ass, dickin' a booty ass. And he was like, he's like, I'm not gay. He's like, you be fucking niggas in the ass. And he's like, Pac, you're stupid. Because if I wanted to put my dick in an ass, I could fucking find a bitch. I like getting my cheeks blown out. And he like said that shit with authority. Like so there. And I heard that shit yesterday and I was like, well, kind of puts things into perspective.
I don't know anything you're talking about.
Well, I mean, the guy has a lot of money, so he can get fucked in the ass by whoever he wants.
Right, there was a Jewish man in Barry Gordy. And,
is that the guy that can't sing?
Barry Gordy?
Yeah.
And can't sing?
Yeah.
No, he's a record producer. He produced the Jackson 5 and Aretha Franklin.
Is that like five guys?
Well, it was four guys and Michael Jackson.
So basically one guy.
Wait.
I can't add. Shut up. That was one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. It's called I'll Be There.